Our first lockdown earlier this year saw a surge in domestic violence. The policing authority called it the second pandemic, and this at a time when other crime types were falling. Gardaí say the number of calls for assistance increased by 18% over the last year. Now the force is launching phase three of Operation Faoiseamh. It's a drive to bring offenders breaching domestic violence legislation before the courts. The head of the Garda National Protective Services Bureau is Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly. Chief Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
But this is about more important as it is of bringing offenders before the courts. It's about reaching out to victims of domestic violence and past victims. How do you do all of that and do it at a time of pandemic?
Okay, so there are challenges there for certain, but it is part of our prioritisation and proactively reaching out to vulnerable people, to victims of domestic abuse in their homes, in the community, to make sure that they're safe and that they're protected. So it's a real priority for us, so we make it happen. We use our resources, our Divisional Protective Service Units, which we've rolled out to all divisions. We use our Victim Services Offices and our national resources in the Garda National Protective Services, all combined with colleagues in the Department of Justice and in the NGO sector, to make sure that people are protected.
There is a particular focus on bringing before the courts people who are breaching orders from the courts. How prevalent is the breach of these orders?
Well, it is a problem. I mean, you know, people who are in a domestic abuse situation and who have court orders made against them, and the courts have indicated that you will not do a certain, or go to a certain place like your home, you're prevented from going to your house or particular premises. It's important that people respect that court order, and we're there to enforce that court order, and we will. And that Faoiseamh is about, this phase of Faoiseamh, and this was phase two, is about ensuring that people who have concerns and victims who have court orders have gone to the trouble of getting court orders, that they're enforced and that people are safe in their homes. And so it's important that we target those. So we've arrested 107 people in relation to, and prosecuted 107 people in relation to Operation Faoiseamh already throughout this pandemic. And today we will start another phase of that, where we will concentrate our efforts on those who have breached court orders for domestic abuse.
And what are you learning during the course of lockdown about this increase in domestic violence? Because victims can now be living with the perpetrator of this violence on a 24/7 basis.
Yeah, and I think what's really come out of Operation Faoiseamh is the encouragement and the reassurance that people get from us proactively reaching out. I think that is one element that has really shone through, and I think that's an area that we're going to continue into the future.
But for somebody who is living in a situation like this, an untenable situation at the moment, with no escape, perhaps no way out of their home, maybe no access to a mobile phone, what is your advice to them? How can they make contact with you?
Well, if they can get contact with a colleague or a friend, or if they're out, if they speak going to a shop, if they're out driving. I mean, there is no restriction. There is no restriction on travel restriction for somebody who is a victim of domestic abuse.
And that is important, or for somebody giving
absolutely
help to
so
them.
So somebody who has a concern out there and they're wondering, well, I need to go, to get counselling, or I need to go to a refuge centre, or I need to go somewhere, to get myself protection. The travel restrictions don't apply. And if they are stopped at a checkpoint, they can mention and they can say, I'm in difficulties here at home. There are domestic circumstances which require me to, and that will be understood.
And these Divisional Protective Services units, they're rolled out now right across the country, are they?
Yep. Yeah, there are 28 across the divisions at this point in time.
Okay. Operation Faoiseamh, how long does it run for?
Until it's needed. It'll run until the pandemic is over and beyond.
All right, Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly, thank you very much. 24 minutes past 7 o'clock.